At Chicago's Albany Park Theater Project, teen actors transform the harsh life stories of their contemporaries into powerful dramatic experiences. It's a process that fascinated Marin filmmaker Nancy Kelly, but one that, at first, proved elusive to the documentarian.
It's the only performing arts center in the neighborhood, and they make original plays based on real life stories that their company members tell. And we were there filming one day when Marlene, a new member to the company, sat in the sacred storytelling circle and told the story of her life, which involved immigration and different kinds of trauma and a lot of really terrible things. But in following her story and the creation of the play, you see the power that telling that story, taking that private story public, had on her.
That creative transformation is captured in Kelly's film Trust, Second Acts in Young Lives, which found its focus with an assist from the theater company's leader.
We weren't just there purely by happenstance. David Feiner, the director of the theater company, had called me to say that there was a young woman that we had actually met before, but she didn't stand out at all. We had footage of her from a few months before, and he thought she might tell her story on a particular day. So we were there hoping, and she did. She spoke for an hour and 45 minutes, and I knew that we had it. All we had to do was keep showing up, and we would have a film.
Even so, Kelly says she was surprised by the creative process that unfolded before her camera.
We never knew where it was going. We didn't know what was going to happen to Marlene during that process of having a play created and participating in that. David Feiner, Marlene told her story in the afternoon, and that night he and his staff had a meeting at his house, and he predicted what would happen to her in terms of the transformation of the narrative of her life having power over her to her taking power over the narrative of her life and how much stronger she would be.
Kelly and her partner and collaborator Kenji Yamamoto were still wrapping up production on Trust when they plunged into their most recent film, Rebels with a Cause, which traces the history of environmental preservation in western Marin County. And despite the huge differences in topic and style between the two projects, she came to recognize an underlying theme they shared.
They're both stories of people taking power over something in their lives and really learning a lot. Some of those rebels, when they're telling stories about the work that they were doing in the 50s and the 60s, they had no idea what kind of power they had. They had no expectation at the beginning that they would be able to do what they did.
Kelly sees Trust as the final film in a trilogy about the transformative power of art, following Downside Up, which examined how a modern art museum revived a fading factory town in New England, and Smitten, a popular profile of North Bay modern art collector Rene DeRosa and the rural preserve he created in the hills between Napa and Sonoma. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.